The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading flash briefings for multiple sclerosis. Here's an article by Vanda Pinto, Ph.D. First patient enters PROTECT MS extension trial testing higher tremelimab doses. The first patient who completed the PROTECT MS Phase 2 clinical trial assessing tremelimab as a treatment for relapsing forms of multiple sclerosis has entered the trial's extension part. In the open-label extension trial, patients will switch to or continue to receive tremelimab at least until next spring, when the core trial findings are expected. We are grateful to the patients who have agreed to participate in this important study and are delighted to offer them the possibility of continued treatment with tremelimab. David Leppert, MD, Chief Medical Officer of Genuro, which is developing the treatment, said in a press release, "Tremelimab is a monoclonal antibody designed to target a viral protein called PHERVW and prevent it from causing inflammation and damaging the myelin coat of nerve cells. Myelin is a fatty substance that wraps around nerve fibers for more efficient neuronal communication and is damaged in MS. The treatment showed positive results in the Change MS Phase 2 trial and the open-label extension study, Angel MS. In both studies, treatment with an 18 mg per kilogram dose reduced brain atrophy, helped maintain the integrity of myelin, and reduced disease progression. However, the doses used in these trials were considered conservative by researchers. The PROTECT MS Phase 2 trial, conducted at the Karolinska Institute's Academic Specialist Center in Stockholm, was therefore designed to investigate higher doses of tremelimab in people with relapsing forms of MS. PROTECT MS enrolled people with relapsing MS whose disability progressed without relapses following treatment with rituximab, an antibody therapy that destroys a protein on the surface of B cells, a type of immune cell that causes inflammation in MS, for at least 1 year. Participants were randomly assigned to receive one of three tremelimab doses, 18, 36, or 54 milligrams per kilogram, or a placebo, given as monthly bloodstream infusions for 48 weeks, or about a year. The study's main goal is to determine the safety and tolerability of tremelimab, as reflected by the number of adverse events reported by patients. Other goals include changes in the volume of certain brain regions, number of new and enlarging lesions, and number of lesions with active inflammation. After the optimal doses of tremelimab are determined in the core PROTECT MS trial, the extension part will continue to gain more insights on long-term neuroprotective effects of the identified doses. We look forward to the data of PROTECT MS in March 2022, as positive results with tremelimab would open a new therapeutic option against disability progression, the major unmet medical need in MS, Leppert said. Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading the column by Jamie Hughes, A Life in Letters. You don't always need to fix it. I don't know if you've noticed, but most people don't like a problem without a solution. If something isn't working correctly, they'd rather fix, alter, or throw it out and start all over than live with wrongness. Now that's great when it involves garage door openers, burnout light bulbs, or shoddy Wi-Fi. But when it comes to chronic illness, well, that's something altogether different. Those of us who live with multiple sclerosis know it's a disease without a cure, for the moment, and it doesn't play by any rules. You can't predict what it's going to do, any more than you can pluck winning Powerball numbers out of thin air. And that fact drives a lot of well-meaning people bonkers. So, they engage in something called toxic positivity, which is the tendency to silence negative emotions or grief and pretend to be happy, even when the entire world is falling apart. Jennifer Powell, a fellow columnist here at MS News Today, has already done a wonderful job discussing this topic. Give her a piece of read. I'm not saying that being cheerful is bad by any stretch of the imagination. Heck, read this column of mine long enough, and you'll see what a cockeyed optimist I am. To practice good self-care, we need to guard our hearts and monitor the way we talk to ourselves. We need to make sure we're protecting ourselves from others' negativity and encouraging those around us to practice the art of holding space. If people are holding space, well, it means that they don't make the moment about themselves. Instead, they focus on someone else. It requires a person to listen well without judgment while practicing empathy and compassion. To hold space for someone else is to relinquish all control, to surrender the desire to fix whatever problem is there, and sacrifice the need to give good advice or solutions. If you're an MS patient, sometimes you just need to vent, to scream, cry, or talk about how awful, sad, frustrated, and furious you feel. Most people find it difficult to listen to all this passively. Instead, they want to tell you about their friend's cousin's daughter-in-law who's doing well with her MS, or about the new herbal treatment they read of on Facebook. They'll encourage you to smile and keep on the sunny side of life. And if you're a Christian like I am, they'll give you the stupidest piece of advice ever. Remember, God will never give you more than you can handle. Seriously, have you read the Bible? God does that all the time. That's how people grow and spiritually mature. Folks who say these kinds of things mean well. I understand that, but their good intentions are getting in the way. Dealing with pain and sadness is necessary, and it serves a purpose. Sometimes you just have to sit in what I call the puddle of ick until you process whatever it is you're feeling. If you try to jump over that puddle or tiptoe through it, you're simply postponing the inevitable. MS is hard. It asks a lot of a patient, and there are some days when grieving or being angry is exactly what is required to get through a rough patch. That's when you need someone who can simply sit by your side and create a safe space for you to express whatever emotions, words, or thoughts need to come out. If you don't have a person in your life who's able to hold space, it's time to ask him or her for it. And for the love of all that is good and holy, don't try to do so while you're having a meltdown. Wait until all is well before you talk to the person. Tell him or her, "You know that I have rough days sometimes. When that happens, I need you to simply sit and listen, not talk. I need you to be uncomfortable with me rather than try to fix my problems. Talk through what that looks like. Tell your friend, spouse, child, sibling what you will need in that moment. It may not be perfect the first time, but anyone who loves you is going to care enough to keep trying. That's what holding space is all about, creating a good, safe place where we can all work out the kinks and feel less alone in the process."
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.